And here with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association have accepted invitations from the Labour Court to attend separate meetings today. It comes a day before pilots begin their work to rule in a dispute over pay. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Throughout the day yesterday, each side in the pilots' pay dispute accused the other of refusing to meaningfully engage, despite fresh efforts to restart direct talks. Then, yesterday evening, the Labour Court issued invitations to Aer Lingus and IALPA to attend separate meetings today to provide briefings on the dispute. Both sides accepted, a development welcomed by the Taoiseach Simon Harris, who had earlier urged employer and union leaders to do all they could to get both sides back to the talks table. Despite the Labour Court intervention, however, industrial action is still due to begin tomorrow in the form of an indefinite work to rule, with an 8-hour strike planned for Saturday. Aer Lingus has so far cancelled at least 220 flights as a result of the action.
Media Minister Catherine Martin will bring two memos on RTE to Cabinet this morning. The memos will outline how the broadcaster intends to implement the recommendations of external reviews. The update is expected to result in the allocation to RTE of €20 million, which was previously pledged by the government. A new structure will also oversee ongoing progress of the RTE implementation plan. Minister Martin also plans to give the Controller and Auditor General oversight of RTE. Finance Minister Michael McGrath is set to be nominated as Ireland's next European Commissioner. The move was agreed by government party leaders last night and will be formally approved by the Cabinet this morning. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
During his time as Finance Minister over the last 18 months, Michael McGrath has represented Ireland at the Eurogroup. He has met regularly with EU commissioners and the ECB president and would therefore be well known in the European system. He is also a governor on a range of international bodies on behalf of Ireland, including the IMF, the World Bank and the European Investment Bank. This all suggests that he is in with a strong chance of landing a job in the top tier of economic commissioner roles. Michael McGrath's replacement at the Department of Finance is expected to be announced shortly. Those viewed as strong contenders for the role include Ministers of State Dara Cleary and Jack Chambers, along with Housing Minister Dara O'Brien.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea deal with US authorities and has been freed from prison in London. Mr. Assange has agreed to plead guilty to a single criminal count of conspiring to obtain and disclose classified US national defence documents. The case relates to WikiLeaks' mass release of US documents relating to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Mental Health Commission has expressed concern over what it has described as a continued failure of mental health services to comply with minimum standards. Last year, the Commission found that a number of centre providers, including the HSE, were struggling to meet regulatory standards in key areas. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Last year, the Mental Health Commission inspected all 66 registered approved mental health centres in Ireland. Its latest annual report shows that privately operated centres continued to achieve higher rates of compliance than centres operated by the HSE. It says low rates have been linked to a history of poor governance, inadequate investment levels, and an outdated regulatory framework long overdue for revision. In reality, it says, governance and management hasn't kept pace with patient needs, expectations and rights. The HSC has said there's been a significant investment in mental health services over the last 3 years, but acknowledged there were areas that needed further improvement, and it said it's developing a detailed plan in response to the findings, which is due to be shared with the Mental Health Commission in July.
A new assessment by the Environmental Protection Agency has concluded that the average dose of radiation received by the Irish population has been consistent over the past decade and is well within safe ranges. Over 99% of Ireland's radiation dose received comes from natural sources and medical exposure. Our environment correspondent George Lee.
Less than 1% of Ireland's national radiation dose is due to artificial radioactivity in Irish soils, resulting from the fallout of nuclear weapons testing in the past, nuclear accidents such as at Chernobyl, and authorised releases from nuclear facilities abroad. That's according to today's national radiation dose report from the EPA. It says nearly 60% of radiation here is from radon, a naturally occurring radioactive gas in indoor air. CT scans, x-rays and other medical exposures account for 10% of our national radiation dose. Meanwhile, cosmic radiation received during air travel has doubled over the past 10 years and is now at 2% of our national exposure. This is due to an increase in the number of flights Irish people are taking and a change in the places they are flying to.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Generally cloudy at first with patchy light rain and drizzle slowly moving eastwards and just limited brighter sunny intervals. Drier, brighter and sunnier conditions will gradually extend from the west. Highest temperatures 16 to 21 degrees.